depends on ages. Typically, a standard case of ages, it's always at least a two-step procedure. There's the Riyah, and there's the Haggadah. The age and those who are market this past summer, no doubt, were sensitized to this. So we talk about the status of the age in terms of washing, what do you have to do in terms of how you witness whatever it is you're witnessing, and then the significance, obviously, when and how you report it to be. The age is active at the time of Riyah, and the age is again active at the time of Haggadah. And it's something that's always interesting to think about, is when you have rules for eligibility, you have rules for who's kosher, there are a lot of rules who's kosher to be an aide, but to what extent, or what do you mean to be an aide? Do you mean to see, or do you mean to say? That's the topic of the Mishnah, Chav Ches Amar Aleph in Tzuvos. If we talk about the kashrus of the aide, so you mean the aide when he's being roeh, or weeks or years later when he's being magid? What do you mean you have to be X, Y, and Z to be an aide? I have to be a gadol to be an aide. I have to be Jewish to be an aide in general. So what that means, only later? It can't be a gadol than a katan. But you could be a katan than a gadol. So how about with kosher time ultimately at the second point in time when I come to my time, I get the basis of kosher. But when I saw it, what I'm going to report later, when I saw it, I wasn't kosher. What does the Mishnah say about that?
Nehemah.
You're telling me the Mishnah Ksuba says, Chav Ches Amar Aleph, the very last Mishnah, I believe, the second to last, all the way to the end of the second parak. Mishnah says a lot, that all you have to do is be kosher at the time that you actually give the temple. You're magid. Only when you're magid. First I'm rolling, then later I'm magi, I should tell it over. You're saying, the Mishnah says you only have to kosher when you're magi. How do you see that in the Mishnah? You're telling me that seeing the ages, that's just like, you can't tell what you didn't see, if you're going to be honest. You can't tell what you didn't see, you have to see it. But being an age really is to say, so I don't care how old you were, I don't care what was going on when you were a robot, you have to be kosher at the time of your magi. How do you know that? What does the Mishnah say about that? Yeah. Oh, does anyone agree with this? And we have any dissenting voices here?
In that
Oh, oh! Look at the Mishnah itself. Before everyone tells me, the Mishnah tells me that you only have to be kosher. The rule of ages is you only have to be kosher at the time of the Haggadah, not the time of the Riyah. Everyone wants to disagree with that? Just from reading the Mishnah alone. Come on. Huh? What is this other case? The Mishnah, I'll tell you what this Mishnah together. And the most important word here, last time we were focusing on about the last two words. But the first word. The Elu Ne'emar Lahad Gadazah Masharav HaKatnan. These people are believed, these situations, you're believed to say as a gadol what you saw as a katan, meaning, and then Mishnah proceeds to give us a location. Right. But normally, you have to be kosher both step one and step two. Normal regulators, you have to be a gadol even at the Shastriya, not just a Shas HaGadol. But there are certain cases where we're makel. Certain cases where as long as you're a gadol now when you're talking to Beis Din, I don't care about how old you if you were 2 years old, you obviously it's not going to be reliable to be here. But the kid was 11 years old, now he's speaking as a 15-year-old. In certain cases, we're mako. Oh. Let's read the Mishnah. let me show you an example. The Mishnah has a lot of examples here. Let me show you, before we even get to the Tav Yah, let's take a look at another example. The middle of the first wide line. So now on the wide line, the middle of the first wide line, the word va'ad. One of many examples of when it was, for what purposes do we believe you, but we accept your testimony based on the idea that you saw at the katan, Akana Yinu Bar the Shabbos. Up until this point, you used to walk on Shabbos. Meaning you're talking about
Comes from a Zabana. Then Mishnah goes on to say, well, there are other cases where we don't believe you. And Rashi says right away, Apuki Rabonahu. I will in them on him, so they do not believe. But in those cases, you're trying to make someone pay something, pay money. Well, but in ages, non yourself. And you need to have a real agent. See, most of Mammon, that's what he says. Mammon is one of three areas where you need real two agents. If you need real agents, then no, we're not, this is fake. In case it's only the Rabbanon, the whole Nisei Minatorah, you can walk past 2,000 Abbas anyway. The whole Easter walking past 2,000 Abbas, we pass through only the Rabbanon. Machalokas HaTanan. We pass through only the Rabbanon to walk past 2,000 Abbas. Yeah, only the Rabbanon to walk past 2,000 Abbas. Machalokas Rekiva and the Chachamim and the Mishnah, those I think. So we pass through all things to the Rabbanon anyway. So the whole relevance of your ages of how where exactly it's from Shabbat and Rabbanon, so whatever we make all, you can be made for Godlow, Mashurab, the Kaddish. So with that in mind, now we understand the beginning of this, beginning the Mishnah and the Gemara's discussion. Neman Adam, Loma Zeth Kadiyah Shal, Abba Zeth Kadiyah Shal, Levi Zeth Kadiyah Shal Achi. I can say, I can recognize, I can do Kima Shtar, yeah, that's my father's signature, that's my Rebbe's signature, that's my brother's signature, even though as Rashi explained the case, where mate of it, the old death of it. The father died, if I told him. Without a case of Rosh and Rosh, you haven't seen your father's signature since you became a mitzvah. So your whole recognition is based on the things you saw as a cousin. That's fine. That's the Gemara. Say, well, the Gemara together. I'm Rav Huna. Praise Rav Yehoshua, a late Amora, who she is Gadolimo. Number one, we don't mean that you can use one aid. You have to have two aids. I mean, one of the, either of those two aids could be this type of a week. Can you look inside, please? Okay, pass someone out.
You stupid? The Gemara says, but again, the Gemara, you have to have two agents, and either of those two agents can see this type of weak agents that you're talking now with the 15-year-old and the 17-year-old, but based on knowledge that you garnered when you were 12. Okay, let's see it. The Gemara says, why do you have to have all these cases? Abba, Rebbe, and Abi, which three of them?
Some people, they're so into everything the Rebbe does, they have to imitate every sneeze. They have to walk on the Rebbe and talk like the Rebbe and by the risk of it, to risk of their struggle,
by risk of all the sons of the Rebellion of Salvation supposedly model their handwriting, they copy exactly the way the father spelled his name. They're very into it's funny. It's struck me as funny. Like the Aruch Chaim, the way of life by the Christians doesn't correspond to the final word. It's very non-Lumbish. Because you're not looking at there's a reason why he did it, but the reason doesn't apply to you, so then you shouldn't do it. Anyhow, but people have a lot of respect for the Rebbe. So it's a natural thing to an extent that you're going to notice those little details more. See, he only told me that he could be Naaman to say the way to recognize his father's signature. Yeah, of course, only the father. You only talk about the Rebbe, say only the Rebbe. Because in either case, there's a reason why you would be particularly attuned to his signature. Abba, yes, behind the time. Probably both the father and the Rebbe. Say, yeah, each one has a reason. Other to Shia Tabay, Rabbo did for him instant. So by the father it's because of the frequency, by the Rebbe it's because of the nature relationship. I will offer it to let play Loha, to Loha. But by his brother, you know, he constantly sees his brother's handwriting. Well, you have
overwhelming respect for your brother? Not most likely, maybe. Now you're Rebbe. You don't have a Achiv Mora, but then any more than a father. The din of Esrav and Shizah Adal tends to be much more popular among older siblings.
I think he was giving a shir about the mitzvah chil of Yom Kippur. But he said this is the second tevah of mitzvah. Back up now, what's the tevah of mitzvah? That's what I was got on. At that point he was single, and he was, as he is now, the oldest in the family. So anyhow, so the Gemara said, I could have said that the only time I say you can recognize a signature based on what you saw as a katan is only in the case of a father or maybe there's some particular reason why it makes sense and you're super credible. But it's not a random case of brother or anyone else. No. Now it's one. Shem Nekim Yisharas Mishrabanan, Hemnu Rabbanan Mishrabanan. This is the whole need for Kim Yisharas Mishrabanan. So Hemnu Rabbanan Mishrabanan. Chazal are minding you on a din Rabbanan. Because there's a whole Minat Torah, you're not them in the heart of God's love, Masharah, Bekatano. But if the whole need for the Aedis on the Jabbat is buying Kim Yishtar, they're buying some Shabbat, then they're making the rules to begin with. The rabbis can make whatever rules they want to. They're the ones who are requiring the Aedis. They can say, we're requiring Aedis for Kim Yishtar, we're requiring Aedis to know what the Kum is, but we're sticking in a Kula, the Nam on the heart of God's love, Masharah, Bekatano. Good. Very nice. The constantly already picks up on the fact that this is a little bit funny. Actually, this is the most direct statement, I think, as far as I know, the other parallel statement. But there's no statement more direct than this, that Kim Shtar is Rabbana. The Tosafot says, isn't that strange? Say what the Tosafot says. Tema. Tema is the right to feel an Eidim Shakir HaTema to Eidim. Hashtar. Kosher. Since Min HaTorah. You don't need any Atara, Min HaTorah, you don't have to recognize the signatures. Min HaTorah, you're telling me you have a star, we use this. The need for Kima going to Jabba, Min HaTorah, you could bring a star, we assume it's valid. See, that's wild! Really? In Keiko Adam Shirti, is I the Yichtov Yachtov, not Shirti. You can get it. That's wild. You could just make up stars all you want. It's a little bit akin to what was done on Tosin that phase. This was Shas Chai of Avarian. Don't say Minat Torah. Say Midyabana Chazal Meit Akana that we have to check up on Shtar. He's not even Minat Torah. He knows. How you talking? Minat Torah, I'm just kidding. Why wouldn't we show rampant cheating? Rampant forgery. No one's ever checking. You're asking for trouble. It doesn't make any sense. How does life work? How does the economy function before the Takan Jabana of Kinu Shtar? I feel like we're at Rabbi Chan of Lawrence.
What happened before?
That's a very, very good point. What Pinchas is saying is that usually, the particularly good point, is really a sideline, so let's think about this for a moment, then we'll come back to the main quote. You may recall that we saw at the beginning of the year, Rambam said the whole idea of Shtaros is only Jabbat,
So we said the Siva said, well, he doesn't allow Shtar Kinyan. Fine, but Shtar Raya. A Shtar Raya, that's only Midrabana. So the note that Kayla will say, like things like this, well, the Gemara says King Shtar is only Midrabana, they ask the Rambam, what do you mean? He's talking about why King Shtar is Rabbana. The whole thing is Rabbana. But saying, no, that's what the Gemara means. And that makes sense. When we say Kim Yishtar is Rabbana, the whole idea of Yishtar to begin with is only Rabbana. Min HaTosa is saying, Min HaTorah, Kim Yishtar is Rabbana. Tosa says, Min HaTorah, I can use Yishtar without the Kim. But Rabbana would say, no, Min HaTorah, I can't use any Yishtar even with you. Min HaTorah, the Yishtar is the paper it's written on. That's it. Min Rabbana will say, if you're Makayim, they will use it. Right. Okay, very good. You're right. The Gemara says, the Min HaTorah, Min Rabbanan, I can use Yishtar if it's Mukoyim. If I cannot use it, if it's not Mukoyim. That means, that's Min Rabbana. You use Yishtar if you need Kiyam. So what's the Din Min HaTorah? The question of Din Min HaTorah is no Yishtar at all. That's a whole different direction. Although if you're thinking about using Yishtar Kiyam, you're right, fine. But Tosafot doesn't take that. But Tosafot assumes no. The idea of Yishtar, of course, isn't as we thought. Tosafot elsewhere included. That's what also assumes. The Yishtar works Min HaTorah. It's not the same as the Bitik Zavah. It's only one second. But the need for Kiyam is only Min HaTorah. But they use, but the value of a star is minat Torah. You know, minat Torah has to use a star without kiyum. Very good point. Tosa says, right, not the Rambam, but Tosa says, if you use a star minat Torah without kiyum, Tosa says it's ridiculous. It's an untenable situation. It can't be that that's the din. It can't be that minat Torah for several hundred years, maybe for 1,000 years, maybe for 1,500 years, the halakha was that you just produce a star and it's fine. Crazy. Wild. Those are the first part to give to him. And their answers essentially are, well, the Gemara doesn't mean all stars to Kimin Jabbanon. We're talking about those cases with a need for Kimin Jabbanon. That's what Tosis wants to say. The Gemara here says the Kimin Jabbanon, that's why we believe the guy to say what he saw as a kid. Tosis says, who didn't tolerate all cases? Maybe we'll tolerate case, but Kimin Jabbanon, that's what he told. Or we read, the Ikkar Lema, if you go and show Lov and Lodesh of Kisabra. Maybe our Gemara says Kimu Shara Zabon, not all Shara. How come I askina by a case of the Kimu Zabon? Why? What's this case? How come? So it says, really, I mean, I'll tell you guys, there's something. It can't be that it isn't any Shara except the Mata. No. But maybe our standards are a little lower. Or we read, the Ikkar Lema, if you go and show Lov and Lodesh of Kisabra. A case of the Lov and Lodesh of Kisabra. And you wrote it. The Talmud should be Barua. What is the Shas Shetzava Star from Kaima? Right? Now we've seen this, even though I admit that I wrote the Shas, but still I can say you have to do Kiyum. So there already we know that I told her that it's real, that the Lord itself says it's real. Okay. But those that says, well, maybe when our Gemara says meet their Kiyum on the Rabbanan, it's only the Lord of God, those came to the Shas. Why is the Gemara? Maybe because the Lord was Moses. Do we need to do Kiyum anyway? Because what is the Shas Shetzava Star from Kaima? But then that's all real easy to see. That keeps going up. Or it's a subject. Maybe it's the case where we already did Kiyum, but not in keeping with all the standards. He not only comes here and signs his son's office and his son's office. The Yosef's office, he's an office. I don't want to get involved in detail, but if I'm going to be the kind of star based on comparison, if there's anything. Well, the star has after all the other sign on it. Are these really after all the other? Well, let's bring in other documents with after all the other signature. Let's bring in baseballs and their autograph. Bring in baseballs and their autograph. Pictures of autograph, whatever it is. But bring in signatures, we'll check. I know those signatures are authentic. You have to know that the original source, the proof is authentic to be able to compare to it. So let's say there are standards for what to use as a comparison. What sort of evidence do you bring in? The Alkari goes and says, maybe I didn't bring in such good evidence. There works Min HaTorah, but Min HaRabbanan is not up to snuff. So we're talking about a case where Min HaTorah would have done something, love was mode there, or had some sort of a minimal Kiyum HaShtar, which works Min HaTorah, Min HaRabbanan got to do more. Okay, the Talmud is we are saying, and maybe Pshan argument, when argument says Kiyum HaShtar is Min HaRabbanan, we don't mean all Kiyum HaShtar. No, Kiyum HaShtar. Indeed, crazy. Now, if I really hate Kiyum HaShtar, no, we're just saying that there'll be cases, Chazal Moshe might raise the standard. You did something which Minat Torah was enough, which Rabbanan is not enough. Now you have to bring in an agent to fill that gap. Really, Minat Torah, you already covered your bases. Love was Moshe. Or I did a sort of minimal Kiyum HaShtar, but Chazal can say that's not enough. We got Rabbanan, we'll have more evidence. That more evidence, or even Rabbanan will bring in Nebuchadnezzar, well, I've begun well, not sure what I've begun. So that. Great. Until we look back at where we started. The Tosa says, you know, maybe this Gemara of Subas, we don't know what the case is. It just says, you can bring in a guy who can say, I remember when I was 11, this is the signature. Okay, so maybe we'll also ask those cases, some subset of Staras, where the need for Kim is only in the Gemara, because he already did something. Umiya, big question about it. Umiya, Beresh, Gittin, Lucha, Tafil, Hey, Tadeh, Enoch, Yirah, Hasim, Lachlal, Havi, Midar, Isaac, Misha, Nechre, Zuz, 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 because it says, it's a great shot, as the Reed said, but all I had was the Gemara Ksubas, I'll be very happy. The problem is, the Gemara Ksubas doesn't tell you, or tell you all stars, some stars, it's not clear. It's Baluch and Gittin. What do you see from the Gemara Gittin? I see from the Gemara Gittin that it was settled by all cases, even without some sort of prior, minimal Kiyum HaShtar. I see from the Gemara Gittin that it's all cases. I see the Gemara Gittin that all cases. But what's the showing from Gittin? Bereish Gittin Mukav, by Argumah Daf Gimel, you see, even there's no recognition of the signature at all. No one is recognizing whatsoever. So, Midah Reitzik Mishu Nechro Bebezim.
How do you see that from Avraham Gittin? Maybe Avraham Gittin is also only talking about a case where you already have Loba and Moshe, a case where you already have, what's it called? You already have some sort of Gimel Chasimus? Ed? Okay, good. Okay, so the Gemara says that because of Reish Lakish, that's why we assume that the Chasima is authentic. Then maybe we're only applying that in the case we already had some sort of basic in. If you're right, that's the reason why. But why can't you say that that's only coming on the heels of the prior king? So the answer said no. But in the Gemara, when the Gemara wants to explain what these for kings are like, it should have said because Ray did something. Okay, we should have said it's obvious. Good. There's one right that they need for no case of nothing. What else? Nothing?
The actual case.
Namely,
that the Baal hasn't come to be Matthias, and all we have is one person who came and shows up and says, Funny enough, funny enough. So
what's
you have no
context?
Previous kiyum.
What's the context in our Gemara? Right, the context of Gemara is a shlech shows up with a guest. We know nothing. Mr. Abani has to say something. Sorry, even he doesn't have to say anything. We're not only talking about those cases where we already have some prior anything. We've never seen this guest before. We've seen, like, you should have looked at this guest the first time. The husband has his bowl, the bowl of the husband isn't here. There's no diva, there's no nothing. So clearly from the case, you know, it's our case, where there's nothing. And yet the Gemara says, the Nisbukim is only Mijabon. So that's the problem. So Tosfos is raising the problem. I understand. Once you look at the Gemara Gittin, the Gemara Tzibah, now you see both of them, it's our case, but any star is Nisbukim is Mijabon. So that's over, you can use it without any Kim at all. Tosfos is absurd. But are you concerned that people are going to start, stop working? Right, heavy. So, how can you continue to believe that the star is real? At least in the way of vibration.
Well, first test, right?
Yeah.
There's some test, right? You said that, like, the team is there only that one, right? But it's a lifelong decision.
You're saying why the Tosfos is making an assumption about the Sugya of Tzarach and Kaimo,
no.
And Moshe has to come with Tzarach and Kaimo, and somehow not, Minat Torah, you would say in Tzarach and Kaimo.
Right, yeah, like, what?
That's the most likely interpretation of the Tosfos. Especially if you find other Baya Tosfos who say it, that would definitely be even more funny. Yeah?
Oh,
that was like. Did you ever use a fashion? I gotta think about it, I'm not sure. It's a very impression. I don't know. Yeah? Let's take a look at the Gemara. Our Gemara again, let's take a look at our Gemara again right now. Let's read, and then we'll think some more. Our Gemara again indicates that Minat Torah is no need for anything. Ula Rabba, everyone's going to come up and take a look together. Ula Rabba, the Amor Kishayin, Mitzvim Lekaima, lead by Trey. If you're concerned about we have to substitute for Kiyum of the star, you should need 2 ways. You need either Kiyum star or Delma. Any other case of Kiyum of star, you always bring in 2 ways in. So why not 2 ways in for the guest? No, in case, I don't know if this piece of fat is and always was kosher or non-kosher. Was it always Caleb and it's Caleb now? It was always Shuman and it's Shuman now. So the law is called Gizura, which again, as we told you last time, either means there's no Chesed there. Yes, Dave. Or it means that I'm not being made on a Maisa. I'm not saying it was this way, but now an event occurred that was significant. I'm just saying these are the facts. It always was. It was born that way.
Whatever it's chazik yisur means, that's the case of lowest chazik yisur. No, because this is just aedus on a fat night, aedus on a maitzah. Yeah, then we say aedus on a maitzah yisur. Avol hacha, if chazik yisur is eshes ish, it is this chazik yisur. She was never guest today. I don't know whether this guest is kosher or not. This guest real muslim. But as of yesterday, she was definitely married. I don't know whether this guest is a valid guest to change that guest. So either we're going to say, Zeh Havi Dabba Sheberra, plus also, a second reason so far, the reason is Dabba Sheberra, or again, the other way to read it, no. Hapa is Chazik Yisur, the Eish Azish, this is a Chesed of Yisur, therefore Havi Dabba Sheberra, and therefore becomes a relevant Dabba Sheberra, but since you're being made on a Maitza, you're made on the Gershon, so then this is a Maitza Dabba Sheberra, that's significant, that's something required, two ways. Eish Dabba Sheberra, Chazik Yisur. So either way, for either two separate reasons, if Chazik Yisur and Dabba Sheberra, you require two aedus, or again, the other way of reading the Gemara, which is the last part, was Ramban, there's one reason why you need two aedus. Because it's a combination of Dabba Sheberra with the Chazik Yisur. If either two independent reasons, or one combined reason, well, in my sense, this is not a case where we would say aedus and aedus. So we're back to square one. According to the Rabba, why is the Yisur? The rabbi, we explained, well, there's a robe. Well, there's a very strong robe that was written in Lishma. The Minat Torah Ami Day. So what do you say according to Rabba? Do you? So the Gemara says, well, really the whole aid needs for this aid is also in the Gemara. Why? So by parallelism to the previous Gemara, we could have said, because of the row. Last time we said, Minat Torah, I can assume Lishma, because it's a strong role that's Lishma. I could have said, Minat Torah, I assume it's legitimate, because such a small minority of people would actually afford it? What are the chances that's for it? How much counterfeit money is there out there? Right? And what percentage of the currency out there is counterfeit? Very good. A fraction of a percent. It's significant. It's a fraction of a percent. What are the chances of any given bill that you pick up? What are the chances that can't be? Very slim. If you have a bank with tens of thousands of bills, there probably are some chances for bills in there. But you give me $1 bill, what are the chances of can't be? Almost no. The Gemara could have said that. I thought could have said, what are the chances that the star is going to do? Row star is not going to do. Gemara could have said that. What is the Gemara say? Why is it that Minat Torah you really don't need any Edom at all? The Gemara says, Lish Lakish. Bedin ho to the Kiyam Shtar is not an holy body. Really, you shouldn't need two Edom for any Kiyam Shtar. Forget about Edom. That's the rejection. Really, Kiyam Shtar should never need two Edom. Get the Lish Lakish about Lish Lakish then. Lish Lakish, what do you say? I'm Lish Lakish. Edom ha-chasula, Shtar, not to the Mishin Nefes, is going to be Edom, not Edom. When you have Aden signed on the star, it's as powerful as Aden that already presented, testified in court, that were already accepted. Their Aden's already checked out, Nefra. They're already cross-examined, accepted by the court. So the star is really so powerful, according to Reish Lakish. They really don't need a team at all, Minat Torah. There's no need to. It was just assumed that it's already accepted. Rabbanu Dastro. Chachamim require Rabbanon, you gotta do Kiyum Hashtar. Minotaur, you don't need any Kiyum Hashtar. Rabban, because you're a sluggish. Rabban, you do something. Rabbanon. The other ones are making the rule. But normally they said we're making up a din Rabban of Kiyum Hashtar. You need two. But here, Chachamim Shemiguna Kiyum Rabbanon. Here, because the concern of leaving the woman stuck, so they said, look, we're the ones who are making up the whole root need for Kiyum Hashtar. So you will say it's enough one. But again, the point of the Gemara is. Here's really the crux of the Gemara, that the need for Kiyum Hashtar is only Rabbanon. So you have two different Gemaras that say that, with two different Nafkaminas. Because Halakha Maitha got to Kiyum Hashtar. But the fact is, the need for Kiyum Hashtar is only Rabbanon. Well, Maitha, if you walk into court and see me with a star, I can demand it. That's true of that. But the fact that I need that I can do this only Rabbanon is relevant for two things. Relevant to the fact that the Gemara is stupid, that this is only Rabbanon, therefore, you can never know. I can't bring a tatan, but I can bring in a dodo who will talk about his soul as a tatan, right? And number two, that's me number two, since the whole age is only Rabbanon, therefore, when is enough in some cases? When is enough by death? Yes.
by a shliach. A shliach up again. Yeah, yeah.
So, for instance, in the
I don't need to do any active kiyum. It's already taken care of.
Right,
it's not
that there is no kiyum.
Okay.
Because the very key thing, there's no kiyum, and how could it possibly be said to the rest? I mean, there is a kiyum, and therefore you can't
built
have
in kiyum.
We're gonna have to
investigate that though. Yeah.
Can you say that it really is a rule that the Gemara says that, well, what do wise people say? Because according to Rashi, Rashi says, what's the reason everybody's about to say the masturbation of everybody is in bed? Because all of the finish review me. What's he saying really? What he's saying is, it's such a huge role that we're not even sure about.
Beautiful. Very good. Thank you. Thank you. Ah, good. The two people are neighbors to each other. Are the two people who, one yesterday, one today, both raised their Rashi. The Rashi, Moshe and Daniel, and then Rashi is basically saying Rashi says, what's Tamar Shlakish? It's Kanishan Nechad, it says, Ro is very kept out. So Rashi says, yeah, well, Chutzah Finish was a youth thing. And no one's going to have enough Chutzah Finish with that. Really, no one. Most people, right? You should learn to recognize the rope, right? Ajay doesn't mean no one, he means it's very unlikely. Most people, the vast majority of people wouldn't do that. It means the rope, overwhelming rope is, this is not most people. Okay. That's great. It's great. It's exactly what we expect. It flows beautifully. Before he said, Lashma ben HaTorah, Yom Yis 88 is because the rope is Lashma. Here he's saying, Kimashta ben HaTorah, we assume it's not most people because the rope is not most people. That's great. You know what's the problem with Rashi? The Gemara. What's up? Small detail. Rashi is beautiful. I always said that also. The problem is the Gemara didn't say that. Okay, you want to say it, then say it. Well, didn't say it. What do you think Rish Lakish for? Rish Lakish sounds like he's saying some fancy, schmancy. The Aedis is as though, ooh, wah, ooh, wah, ooh. Is that what Rish Lakish means? All you need to say is rope. Well, it's a funny way of saying rope. That's a little difficult. We need to investigate. This Rish Lakish. I'll tell you why. Because again, Rashi explained very well why it is that came out. We don't know. The mice though, we want to know. Most of us are asking that too. And the Gemara is asking here. Why is Kimav Star only that one? Why, again, in other words, why is it in our Torah you present the star we assume it's valid? Why? Well, why is it in a piece of paper? If you bring two physical agents in, okay, so two people are talking to me. So, okay, I believe them. See? You say that I owe you $1,000. I say, no, Moshe, I don't. So you bring a piece of paper with writing on it. So, I don't see any agent, I see a piece of paper. I say that. Why am I believing you? Maybe it's a force. Who's to say it's a force or not a force? So, okay. So Rashi gives an answer. The answer is Ro. Okay. So one problem we're going to have is, well, how does Rashi, that's a very nice answer, let's not really learn. Okay. Another problem we're going to have is, what is the Gemara saying? And what they wouldn't say about Rashi. So we're going to try to take a look at Rish Lakish. What does Rish Lakish mean? And why is Rish Lakish a good explanation of there's something saying something about the status of the age of the Kinesh Shenetra. What does that have to do with believing? So we need to, what we need to do right now, because this right now is a big mystery. Again, we don't know why is it we're not kosher to see it from that Torah. So we need to take a look at Rish Lakish. The Gemara kind of smoked him in from out of faith here. Out of the blue, with some context, I think Rish Lakish out of context. In some of Rish Lakish proves that Min HaTorah we assume the signatures are authentic. So what we need to do is go back to the source of Rish Lakish and see how he uses there. Then they make it easier, they make it harder, but if you begin to understand Rish Lakish more, it will begin to will be in a position to begin to speak intelligently about what on earth is going on in this Gemara. This is a big mystery. We're not supposed to leave it because Rashi says one thing, Gemara says a different thing. Rashi is very nice, but then he's doing Gemara thing. The Gemara says something, we're not really sure what it means or how that makes it true. The very nice, the Aedim are very well checked out. I don't know if these are Aedim at all. Well, I know Moshe just
Arpuano, Ezra, and Daniel never signed anything. He claimed Yiddishkeit has Ezra and Daniel's name on it.
But maybe they never signed it. Who's the land agent? They ain't getting the ground here. How maybe Yechoshu will be here.
That's the problem. So what we need to do is take a look at the Gemara in Yiddishkeit. How do people write so the Gemara in the Tetzin and Seder? What was that one?
Beautiful.
Yeah. The Rashi says that when the Gemara says, you know why? Why is it that Minatoru is here? Why is, in other words, the Minatoru not kosher to deal? Why is the Minatoru we assume automatically that things are authentic? Because Rish Lakish is principle. Not the commission echoes this in the Beis. The Rashi says, what does that mean? Not the commission echoes this in the Beis. There are six wide lines, the narrow lines of Rashi. The Lachasa finish was that you say. Because a person would not have enough chutzpah to be mezayis, to forge. Meaning, most people would have forged. Well, chances are the star is kosher. Great. But Reish Lakish was saying something about the status of the agent, it's as though they're right checked on basis. That's just a... So maybe it was just a fancy way of saying that we believe it. We're fancy way of saying that we assume it's authentic. Well, why do we assume it's authentic? Because of the rule! The problem is, let's take a look at the original concept. I said, we always have one of the Gemara in the city of Tzad. I'll ask the honest question. How many people have the point of the Gemara in the city of Tzad? Let's see more than that. Okay. You're being humble. Or maybe not. Okay. Let's say, look, the Gemara definitely is a complicated Gemara. No. All kidding aside, the Gemara in Yitzchak is a very pretty complicated Gemara. A very beautiful Gemara. And a very famous Mishnah. And just the Mishnah alone is great because there's a triad of items. A set of three that we encounter during the year. I think all of them appear in this mission. Three ways to do something. And all three of them appear in this mission. Let's take a look at the mission, let's take a look at the Gemara. Her agent Sham looks at the new agent says this is our handwriting. So you bring your style, I don't know if it's authentic. You bring the original and say, yes, we remember signing this. That's our handwriting, that's our signature. We did sign it, but it was against our will. We were forced to sign it. Or we were katamas to sign it. Or we were ganadim. We were possible for some reason. Krogan, ganadim, whatever it is. So yes, we signed it, but it's not, it's authentic, but not the potent. We did sign it, it is our signature, but we were not kosher agents because we were being forced or some other thing. And then, we believe them. We believe them, they're watching the whole thing. So although it's their signature, we're not going to use this star because they're saying, look, it's not a valid star. We signed it under duress. We signed it as a tangle.
Okay.
If their agent is their handwriting, or at a different source of their handwriting, and another sample of their handwriting to compare it with. Our anger man wonders, and we do not believe them, we already know independently that this is in fact their valid signature. So they say, yes, we signed it, but we were possible. Don't ignore the star, don't pay attention, we don't listen to them.
So, before we get to Mishnah, what's the triad? What's the three things, three ways of doing something that are all mentioned in the Mishnah? No riddle? Three ways of doing something. We haven't that many times over the course of the year as school, but three ways of doing something. Three
examples.
Of a company kind of thing.
Kimashtar. What are they?
The second one is
Dave himself. Someone else. Someone else. They're all here. They're made themselves, or other agents, or another sample of their signature. Meaning we're comparing them. Okay, that's already great. It is good to know, it's good to have in your back pocket, that all three methods of Kima Shtar are in Mishnah experience. And Mishnah experience, the end of the second back already has all three methods of Kima Shtar. But now it's the thing with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says what? These two people, Mr. Putnam and Mr. Snow, say, we have a Shtar. We have a Shtar that says, are you guys related to them? Yeah. have a star. So it's Baruch Hashem signed by both Mr. Snow and Mr. Puzzle. Baruch Hashem are not related because otherwise it would have to be not related. So, now, and in the case of the world. So they say, ignore the star because this is 7 years ago. This is 5 years ago. How would you put it? How would you?
Why?
Now?
5 years ago.
Ah, okay. I was going to do the math. I mean, you did it for me. So, they said, look, yeah, but 5 years ago we were Katan. And they said, look, we were forced into it. So the Mishnah, right before, even before we see the Gemara, well, what should strike you about this Mishnah, isn't it strange? The second case of the Mishnah, the first case of the Mishnah, they're Nemar. Again. Let's take our even to your test. The Mishnah has two cases. As a ratio? Good. So the ratio is a case where they are believe the self-possible. And the case is a case where they're not believe the self-possible. Right? The case they can't say, oh, the star is no good, we were invalid. They can't self-invalidate. In the ratio, they are believed they're not believed. And why are they believed in the ratio? So you see right away, well, what's better about the ratio? Pesha. Because they have leverage. Because they're saying, well, we're the only ones who tell you that, no, that's our signature at all. So, well, it's our signature, but if not for us, we even know it's a valid signature at all. We're telling, yeah, it's us, but it's invalid. So here we believe them only. We believe only because of Atesh Asa. Right? And let's look at the same part. We do not believe in self Asa. I know this is a valid star. We have a star that's signed by Parman and Snow, and we already know we've validated many times over. But they come and say, yeah, that's star, but Psu Aedas Hayinu, Time Hayinu. We don't believe them. So right away, the Mishnah should rub you the wrong way. I have two Adim, I don't believe them. And in the Reisha, I believe only because of Pesha Asa. Two Adim. Whatever happened to two Adim? Two Adim. Hey, tell me, I have a woman who says, I was divorced. Okay, so she's a woman. So, and she's only one person. So you need two Adim. You don't have two Adim. I'll use that Pesha Asa to make her believable. But here, I have two Adim. Two Adim saying, the guys who signed the star were below our mitzvah this time. Why should I not believe two Adim? That's what should bother you. Read this mission, you should rather be bothered. Right away. Well, what's going on? The natural thing is they're not believed. So why is the natural thing that they're not believed? Go ahead and get a signature. What's happening here? If Putnam and Snow say that I owe Cooper $1,000, then on the right wing of the room, Yedrick and Dad say, no, you do not owe him $1,000. Two against two. And we were all together the whole day, and they claim that at the conference I borrowed $1,000. And they say, no, we were with him the whole time, he never borrowed $1,000. So two of the eight against two eight. What's the din? Trey, still make it fun. So I'm once again have an eye. You can't make me pay. Right? Oh. See, here, first, Ellie and Ellie said, yeah, the star. They signed the star, then they know it's no good. So why are we believing the first time, not the second time? Okay, that's the din, which you have a chance to say with Ram before. Ram quotes from this Gemara, this other Gemara, two success, and the other Gemara. And there's a rule, once you say Aegis, it's one per customer. Kevin Shehegis, Shubhana Poser Amadi. Kevin Shehegis, Shubhana Poser Amadi. Once you say Aegis once, you can't tell the different story next time. One per customer, you're locked in. Other Aegis can come, it's other things. But once you said it, you can't change your mind. Based on a positive. You understand logically why that should be the rule, and it's based on a positive. So now,
Good. Now I'm right? That's why. Of course we're not going to listen to them. Well, let's now take a look. Right? They can't change their mind. They told us that the loan happened. Now they say, no, we're reliable. You're backing off. Let's take a look at the Gemara. Rabbi Bar Chama at first didn't say that, and Rava called him on that. Rabbi Bar Chama, lo shanu el sha'amra yusra yinu machmuk namon afo yusra yinu machmuk zafashav hare elu nemanin. When do we say that they're not believed, says Rabbi Bar Chama? Only, why then is the Mishnah not believing them? In the Seifa. You know why? Because it says, Anusa Yinu Machmuk Mamun. When under duress, meaning they offer us a lot of money, or they're going to take money away from us. Meaning, we lied. We were bad people. We did the wrong thing. Bunch of bad ovens. Machmuk Mamun, we were willing to lie. So if they say that, you can't believe them, because A is for the principle, A is other nation, not for Russia. You're not going to believe to call yourself a Russian. Are there Anusa Yinu Machmuk Mamun? Rabbi Nachman originally thought, but if you would say, I didn't do anything wrong, the guy put a gun to my head. And he said, you're going to sign here, right? That's the correct answer. The halakha correct answer in this situation is no. Yeah. If there's a gun to your head, the answer is whatever you said. Not about the guy says you're going to sign false documents or we'll want some blood in your head. Okay, I'll be glad to sign this. Show me where to sign. That is the thing. Because Netflix is no second. So, for that, I didn't do anything wrong. You have a star that says, I signed that he lent him $1,000. And then he said, no, you understand. I signed that only because I need to save my life. But the whole thing is shaker. And so then you should believe me. Believe him. There are no other things right now. The only reason the Mishnah says don't believe them is because we don't believe them to say they're a Russia. But this could change their mind. You say, no, that was there's a good reason why I think that was true for the first time. But yeah, you can take it back off. Then Russia, another Russia. Oh, he knows. What's up to him? Hey, could change his mind like that. Hey, but Shehigan shook in the father of Agin. No, the rule is Shehigan. What you say? You can no longer give a different person's testimony. Ah, the Chitain, I knew about that. I'm a Bishnah, well, then Rabba, maybe you'll tell me, Tim Chitain's only if you actually verbally said testimony. Here they haven't said anything yet. Those are in the modernism class. That's the 10 play into the 10 square cartoon. Right? The last thing, the second last name of the cartoon, the guy talked to me the whole time with the cartoon. And he says, do you hear what I'm saying? And last one is, I hope not, because no one said anything. And the end of it, it's all in writing. No one said anything. Do you have a star? You in the modern world, you appreciate
it. There's no English.
So if you have a star, you know, it says, they haven't said anything yet. What do you mean? Ellie and Ellie are going to show up and say, no, it's not true. The loan never occurred. Why? We saw because we had to save our lives. The loan never occurred. So the Rabbi said, oh, Shemin 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 never on the Rabbi. Now you're ready to get anything. The Rabbi says, I don't say, they haven't said anything yet. It was only Bishtar, it wasn't about that. To which he responds, oh, I'm a very sluggish. Ain't enough. I'm proving a lot of now the condition that creates the sympathies of me. No, you're going to tell me if there was no hot brothers Avis yet. No, there was a hot brothers Avis. Why? Even though they haven't said anything to us yet, but they signed the star. Aizen Achas, nothing more of a slugger says. Aizen Achas, Tumel al Ashtar, if the Aizen signed on the star, is not it's considered as though, next day, he's going to make nothing. So it's already accepted. Testified in Aizen and cross-examined and accepted in Aizen. Meaning, what's Rava saying? I'll just focus on this one more. Rava is saying that Rish Lakish tells us you apply the rule of Shemin Shehigid to Ezus Bishtar. The Ezus Bishtar is considered to be a Hagadah's Ezus. The fact that I signed my name on the star is as though I already said the Ezus and Ezus. Right? So much so that once I already signed the star, if I were to come to Bezus and say something different, we'd say, no, came in Shagib, Shubin Achaz Ramagin. You already spoke once. You already testified. Where did I testify in court?
Start.
And let's ramp it up. Let's say, you only say came in Shehigid, that once you said Haggadah, once you said Aegis once, you can no longer give a different version, if the first Haggadah was in David. And I came to court and testified, and then I can no longer give a different version. Let's say I wasn't in court. I was standing around with friends. We were schmoozing. We were talking Lashon Hara. And I told them, oh, you heard right. As the can believe. Baruch Hashem. And you stop sitting around still saying unproductive things. And I tell people, oh, you know what happened? You know what happened yesterday? I saw Axel break rip through his window. He smashed his car window. Okay? Now, if I were to say that in Beis Din, I saw Daniel Axel smash Yosef Ripster's car window, that would be an agent. And if I would say, no, it wasn't really him, later, okay, sorry, came and shake a bunch of market. You were made that he was Mazikim, that's the end of it. But if I'm stomp schmoozing outside of Beis Din, it's talking to some friends. Even if it's two people, tens of friends, the owner that came in Shehigah. It has to be a real Haggadah of Beis Din. This rule, came in Shehigah, Shuvah, Nakhoz, and Magid, you can always do Haggadah once, or it's a real Haggadah of Beis Din. So what's Reish Lakish telling me? The Gemara, Shuvah Yichas is saying, Reish Lakish operates on that principle. The Reish Lakish, not the commissioner naturally just in the basin, that's just the fact that you didn't do it. You thought that you guys were under star. You never spoke that, you never saw a basin, you never touched a basin in your life. Doesn't matter. But once you sign the star, not only is it though you were made, as though you're made in basin. That's amazing. That's magic. That's clearly what the Gemara from Korah, that's what the Gemara said was the same. Again, what's more? The Gemara in Ksubas is taking this Reish Lakish's statement about the power of Edom in a star and applying it to Kevin Shehegid. Reish Lakish is saying, where Rav is saying, look, Reish Lakish says that the Edom in a star, not only is it as good as people talking, it's even better. Because when we sit in a private room, look, Daniel Apple is going to let you talk about, and we say we should have a star. So we call in stop and see, look. Good. No basis. We write the doctrine and do the study. And that's all you need. Have a real us to do the stuff. So, that's amazing. Not only did they didn't say anything, they said nothing. Their signature is already as though they said it. And now they have to know they said it amazing. Well, that's not good natural. That's much better. That really is what Rishab said. Aidim Akasun Ashtar, that's the commission definitely is an amazing nothing. And if you ate and saw it, all they did is saw in a private room on a document, it's as though they already came to Beis Din and said a testimony. And they were cross-examined. And that's really what it's like. Think about it. That doesn't work to me. Right? They ate and saw the stars, as though they already said they ate in Beis Din, they were cross-examined by the Beis Din, they thought they had a Haggadah and Kabbalah Beis Din. Kabbalah is the Beis Din. But that ends up magical, and we have to figure out why and how they nicknamed them. But Lamaisa, if once you assume stories other than Reish Lakish statements is true, that somehow the Aegis of a signature of a star has a net magically the same, is more powerful than had they just said it verbally. Once you accept that, so then okay, we understand. Once Ellie and Ellie signed on the dotted line that they saw a loan took place, they can that's a Haggadah. It's as though they said it in Basin, they can no longer back out. That's the Gemara of Ksubas Yuchas. That's beautiful. So far, sadly. If only had the Ksubas Yuchas, it's great. It's a little funny, but the man, it's like a funny chiddush. Why should Aedes and the star be so super powerful? It's so advanced. It's as though, if they already went to the next stage, that's as they said it, as though they said it in Beis Din, they were accepted in Beis Din. Somehow, it leapfrogged. We're not really sure how. But the new optical, we will come back to figure out where on earth it comes from. But for now, let's do what we're up to. We said we left off the Gemara Gittin, uses Reish Lakish to explain why we're not choshesh l'ziyah from that Torah. So he said, well, because of Resh Lakish. So he said, let's get to know Resh Lakish a little bit. And now we have gotten to know Resh Lakish. We now know what the words mean, and we've seen how it works. The Resh Lakish is saying that Eitz and Ishtar is super powerful, Ki'ilu is more advanced, as though it were already has other basis. If there's no basis in here, they started without basis, as though they already had, were made in basis. Okay. So I understand how that impacts on Kevin Shagan. But I do not understand how that impacts on whether or not their signatures are effective. The Gemara here is saying, Resh Lakish said that all they did was find the document, but Kiyu, they not only said it, they said Kiyu, they said it in basis. So the agent is more powerful, it's leveraged. More powerful than Sina. That's great. But first you have to know that they signed the document. How does Resh Lakish? Resh Lakish is telling that the strength of the agent. They want to have the agent is of a certain superior quality. They were just saying it, they would have to go to basis and be cross-examined. Here it is, get the cross-examination, so, you know, this little private agent becomes Kiyu's rating basis. So the quality is raised. But that's great, but that's not, I don't know what the quality is. Once I know that the agent is starting to die line, once I know it's Elliot Ellis, I'll say the agent of writing is greater than the agent of speaking, for some reason. But first I have to know it's them. For all I know, this guy, they never saw this document in their lives. Ellie might live in China for all I care. Some guy took a piece of paper, forged a document, Moshe Wasserman from before, he forged a document in his basement, and then the agent never saw it. If I know they signed it, then their agent is magnified. It's not just private agents, as though it's the basement. But how does that show me that I assume that they signed it? Yes, no, okay. Right. But there are both, and we'll end with that problem. The Gemara here, again, Rashi gave a good shot in why we believe it, well, why we only assume Zio. But that doesn't seem to be the Rashi. We understand why Rashi needs to give a good shot, but what's the Gemara say? What does Rashi have to do with the Gemara, and what does the Gemara have to do with the rest of the Rashi? If you have a big problem, you shall have to pick up the phone. Tomorrow, I'm not sure what it means, but tomorrow there's tomorrow there's a full faculty meeting that starts, I'm going to show you also on the calendar. It starts at, according to the calendar, 11:45 until 1:20. So I'm not sure they're able to plan it.
The calendar says student appreciation day or something, double lunch. That's already written on the weekly calendar.
There you go.
Double
lock. Good. Very good. So we will be a little bit more.